A Boise State University professor has found a new way to predict how much pesticide residue people consume when they eat fruits and vegetables. Before Cynthia Curl joined BSU's Department of Community and Environmental Health, she was at the University of Washington. There she studied a group of 4,500 people. She was looking for a cheaper, easier way to predict how much organophosphate or pesticide residue is left behind when we eat produce. Curl says she did that using a simple questionnaire and some statistics from the USDA.
We asked all those people, how often do you eat organic food, specifically organic produce, because that's the type of food that these pesticides are applied to. And so we asked them, you know, is it often or always? Is it sometimes, rarely or never? So a fairly general question. And then we looked at pesticide breakdown products in the urine of a subset of those people, about 720 people. And what we found was that even based on just that kind of a generic question, we were able to observe statistically significant differences in pesticide exposure based on those answers. So people who said, I often or always eat organic food, had significantly lower levels of pesticide metabolites in their urine than people who said, I rarely or never do.
Now, we've seen studies that show people who eat organic produce have less pesticides in their body. How is this study different?
You're absolutely right. There have been other studies. We actually did the first study of that in a group of 40 kids in Seattle back in 2003. And then there have been even intervention studies where people have introduced organic diets and watched people's pesticide metabolite levels just drop right off. But in this study, we wanted to be able to use dietary questionnaire information to estimate people's pesticide residue levels. So in addition to the organic question, people were answering questions about how often they ate all kinds of foods. Over the past year, how often do you eat peaches? How often do you eat apples, green beans, pretty much everything that you can think of? And so what we also did was to take pesticide residue levels that's reported by the USDA. They sample at all of our grocery stores every year, millions of samples, and analyze them for pesticide residues, and they publish that. So what are the average pesticide residue levels on foods, and which foods do you say you eat a lot? And to combine that information to predict people's exposure to pesticides. And so the other thing that we found that was really interesting is that among people who say, I rarely or never eat organic food, I'm a conventional consumer, we were still able to estimate their pesticide exposure just based on knowing what they ate. So basically, if you tell me what you typically eat and whether or not it's organic, I can do a pretty decent job of estimating your pesticide exposure.
And you can do that without blood tests or urine tests?
We used urine sample results to confirm our findings, but this should allow us in future studies to collect questionnaire information and use that to predict exposure and then to work towards understanding the relationship between that exposure and health effects. And we'll be able to do that less expensively, less invasively, and in larger populations.
So you can do it without all the biology behind the scenes.
Exactly. And a urine sample only represents what you ate over the past day or so. So maybe you sometimes eat organic, but you didn't happen to yesterday. And so that urine sample is just going to reflect what you ate. It's really just a snapshot of your exposure. And so we hope that by having people report on their typical diets, we actually do a better job of estimating their chronic exposure. And diet is a chronic factor. It's something you do day in and day out, and it changes. You don't always eat the same things.
Does this study look at all into the effects of organophosphates on people once they've gotten into your body?
So this study does not address that question, but I believe that this takes us further down that road. So the next study will be able to use this as a platform for that research. So for example, within this same population, the next work that I plan to be doing is to use these pesticide exposure estimates and see if the exposures I've predicted are associated with neurological outcomes in this population. And those are the kinds of health effects you might expect just based on what we see among farm workers who are exposed to these pesticides or studies that have looked in agricultural populations.
What can people take away from this study and from what you've come up with in ways to predict how much pesticide is in your body?
I think what people can take away is that organic food gives people an option to reduce their pesticide exposure. And until we have a better understanding of what the health effects of low-level exposure to pesticides may be, it's important for people to feel like they have a choice.
Boise State Assistant Professor Cynthia Curl's study is being published today in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives.